the situation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we welcome your calls here in the Central Coast of California. The number is 464-2295, and whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. But right now, I certainly want to simply mention what's going on over there in the Middle East. As you know, President Obama is over there in Israel today, and he's saying that we're going to defend Israel. But, of course, nobody points out in the media that we're doing everything we can to arm Israel's enemies, certainly. Where do you think that certainly Egypt got their 20 F-16 fighters and hundreds of tanks and all sorts of new ammunition? And they already have a number of fighters, but we gave them 20 more. We gave them $250 million, $250 million recently to help stabilize the country. Why do you need 20 F-16s to stabilize the country? Why do you need hundreds of new tanks when you already have thousands of tanks to stabilize the country? Well, I will tell you, because Egypt is going to go to war with Israel, and we want to make sure that Israel is well-armed. I should say we want to make sure that both Israel and Egypt are well-armed, because, of course, this is what we do. We arm both sides in almost every conflict. That's what we certainly did all during the Second World War. That's what we did with the communists. That's what we're doing today, building up the military forces of communist China, allowing them to get our weapons, the design for our weapons, to steal all of our military secrets. They could stop this whole thing tomorrow, or they could simply threaten to put tariffs up so China couldn't export to the United States, but we wouldn't do that. We are creating the best enemies money could buy. Well, let's look and see what's going on over there at the present time. And remember, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But basically, of course, it's only a matter of time before either the United States and Israel, or both countries, go ahead and attack Syria. Basically, we're hearing now that Syria is using chemical weapons against the rebels, or the rebels are using chemical weapons against Syria. And certainly, there's no question at all that we're looking for an excuse to go in, whether it'll be the United States, whether it'll be special forces units, whether it'll be certainly NATO countries like France and England, I don't know. But I think that there's going to be military intervention in Syria. It's all part of a long-range program to expand our involvement over in that part of the world in preparation for some sort of a conflict with Iran. The American people are being suddenly led to believe that Iran is about to get a nuclear weapon. People have forgotten that we installed the Ayatollahs there in 1979, and that was a long time ago, but basically this was all done in preparation for what I believe is a planned war in that part of the world. And I believe these are long-term plans. But we can't let the American people understand what's really going on. So we arm both sides. And right now, we've spent almost well over $1 trillion in Iraq. We've killed probably 500 to 1,000 to 1,000,000 people there, men, women, and children. And what have we accomplished? Why, we've created a totally chaotic state there. But I think this is a prelude to even more terrible things coming in that area, because we've given Pakistan, and ladies and gentlemen, we gave Pakistan the nuclear weapons they have. And I fear one day those nuclear weapons are going to be used locally there, perhaps against India, maybe even perhaps against the United States. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Eric from Compton on the line, and this open line Wednesday. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Eric had called. He said he'd heard this, that basically Obama was trying to work with the public, with the mental health people, to say that anybody who believed in Christianity was mentally unsound. I don't know that is the case. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know, and I certainly wouldn't make that statement without verification. But I do know there's a conspiracy against Christianity. They fairly well destroyed Christianity. Certainly at one time it was the predominant religion in North Africa, in the Near East, in the Middle East. It doesn't exist there hardly at all today. And then, of course, they have certainly, it was the predominant religion of Europe. And they pretty well destroyed Christianity in Europe. And they're doing a pretty good job over in England. But I think the nice thing is they have not done such a good job in America. We still have an awful lot of Christians here. They may be confused. They may not be getting good teaching. They may certainly not be as effective as we wish they are, but their heart's in the right place. They love the Lord. And so I think we have a great deal to be thankful for, Eric. I'm so pleased to find out that this television program on the History Channel is called The Bible. And basically, that's the highest rating or rated program. They have over 13 million people who watch that every week, and we watch it. We think they're doing a great job with it.
Okay, Dr. Stan, real quick, there's two major Christian stations down here in the L.A. area. One is an FM station, and the other is the one you're on Saturday. Well, Pastor Rick Warren has a program that's going to be starting Monday, and Rick Warren is you know who Rick Warren is.
Oh, I know who Rick Warren is, right?
Well, yeah, so I'm very hesitant about this being, starting to believe that this station may have been infiltrated. It's the station you're on Saturday.
Right, that's K-Bride, right.
Right.
That's
he has a show starting on next week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sure that he's probably paying a great deal of money for it, and they will actually sell time. They sell time to me. They don't necessarily agree with everything I say, but they sell time to me, and I would hope that that's why they're putting Rick Warren on there. I certainly disapprove of Rick Warren's teaching, because
absolutely,
I think he's done more harm to Christianity than probably any other living person.
I agree with you, sir. Sir, I also want to say what a pleasure it was to meet Linda and Pastor Dave. Or Dave. I enjoyed them immensely also.
Well, we had a good time, and thank you so very much, Eric, and look forward to seeing you again one of these days.
You're in my prayer, sir. You keep up the good work.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Eric, and let's go to our next guest, and that is Tony, calling from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Dr. Stan. On this last Sunday, when they had the Bible program on, I believe, did you notice, I think it was this last one, yes it was, when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the desert?
Yeah, that looks just like Barack Obama. In fact, we actually looked at those pictures. We went back and looked at them. And certainly the man who plays the part of the devil, he's got Barack Obama's nose, he's got his mouth, he's got his face. Not the eyes, but certainly the fact there's been a number of articles in the on the Internet about that. And the people who put the program have come out and said, why, we never meant for the devil to look like Barack Obama. And the man who played the part said, why, certainly I didn't necessarily want to equate the devil with Barack Obama. But there's no question, if you look at the pictures, and you can actually see those on the Prison Planet website, or you can actually see them up on the Internet. There's a very, very definite certainly similarity, as we might say. Go ahead.
Or the Huffington Post. That's how I saw it. It was I still use AOL Mail, and they cross over when you log into AOL, you get the Huffington Post, whether you like it or not. And, it's definitely his twin cousin, that's for sure. It's kind of spooky, but,
I think that basically, remember, Barack Obama is simply the front for the dark and sinister spirits of forces that put him in office. They rigged the last election. There were tens of thousands of voting irregularities last November, and not a word of it in the controlled media. In fact, all we heard about immediately after the election was the discretion of General Four-Star Army General Petraeus, the director of the CIA. And now we find out that they, whoever they are, had been tapping the telephone of the director of the CIA, had been reading all of his emails and all of his faxes. And if they can keep that close an eye on the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, who's really running America?
What I wanted to talk about was something that hasn't been brought up too much in your program in the past, and that had to do with the fact that in the so-called Obamacare, there was also a provision in there for the government taking over student loans. Before that, Supreme Court Justice Roberts had that gun pointed directly at his head and probably told that he'd be killed along with his entire family if he didn't sign that decision, which is my opinion. You had a student loan, you made it you made your payments to, you know, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or whoever. But then in that healthcare bill, the government took over these student loans, and now you have to pay them to the Department of Education. You cannot file bankruptcy. So when a student took out this loan, originally, they were dealing with a private company, and now they are locked into having to pay the government. They cannot file bankruptcy, and basically there's no way out of it. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I think that is exactly what they're doing right now to everyone in the country who has a mortgage. Right now, a person has a mortgage, you know, you pay Bank of America or Wells Fargo, whoever. But all of these mortgages are being purchased by the Federal Reserve. They're buying somewhere between 50 to 85 billion mortgage-backed securities every month.
No, basically, it's about $40 billion, maybe 40 to 45 billion of mortgage-backed, certainly of loans. But you're absolutely right; they are doing that. Putting out 40 to 45 billion dollars to buy treasury bonds, and about 40 to buy the mortgage bond. But you're absolutely right, Chris. Lets the Federal Reserve own the banks, but this is lets the Federal Reserve own the bonds. That really control the homes, but of course, what this is really all about is bailing out the banks that have all of these bad mortgage bonds. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's more sinister than that, because this has been going on now since 2008, as far as the buying up the so-called toxic mortgages. It's going to get to a point here. I don't know how long, but if you keep buying $45 billion a month in mortgages, and considering they've been doing that for some time now, it's not going to be too long until the Federal Reserve is holding probably almost all the mortgages in the country. Now remember what I was saying about the student loans, okay? So now let's just say they actually want to crash the economy. In other words, maybe let's just say they want to start a bank run. And I have the opinion that that's why Germany said they want their gold back, is because I believe the banksters want to start a banking collapse. Okay. And I think they want to start this banking collapse. Okay. First of all, so people lose their money and they want everybody to be broke. But now every mortgage in the country, okay, there's going to be some sort of little crisis, you know, like this would be. And now they're going to say, oh, well, you're not going to be able to get out of your mortgage anymore. Right? Now your mortgage, instead of being paid to Bank of America, you're going to have to pay it directly to the government. And it's really too bad that the value of your house has dropped maybe a half of what it is now, and that you owe all this money. But now that the government has it, well, sorry, you can't go bankrupt. And if you can't get out of it, you have to pay for it. And sorry, all of those Social Security benefits, health care benefits, and all those other things, you don't get it until you pay it.
Well, I think Tony could be right, but we're just going to have to wait and see. The other thing is, of course, down the line, I don't think they're going to have the money for Social Security. They're not going to have the money for food stamps. They're not going to have the money for Medicare. Because with the massive debt that they have, why, pretty soon, if the interest rates goes up, all the money that the government takes in is going to be paying interest on the national debt. Hey, I could let you go. Anything else you wanted to say in closing?
Well, I think that's how they plan on getting out of it. And my next point was that that's when they're going to raise the interest rate,
right.
Okay, which is going to push up the value of the dollar, okay, which is going to make it even more difficult for anybody to ever pay off those mortgages. And they're not going to be able to get rid of that mortgage because if housing prices fall and then the dollar goes up when they jack up the interest rates, everybody's broke, there's no money, you're in debt, and you can't go bankrupt. Now you are a slave.
Okay, Tony, maybe you're right. God bless, and thanks very much. Keep us posted, and we'll see how it unfolds, okay?
I think that's what they're up to, Dr. Stan.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to Dee, who's calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Oh, fairly good. They're getting a little blown around, but all right, I think.
Okay, you're having a storm up there, a windstorm,
yes,
a rainstorm, a snowstorm. What do you got?
Yes, indeed. We've got some wonderful global warming over on the mountains.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. What would you like to talk about?
Obamacare.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be going to a break. Can you hang on through the break and we'll get to your first thing?
Why, certainly.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, what Tony was talking about, certainly what's happening with the federal government buying up all these mortgage bonds. It's fascinating to conjecture. We're heading into real financial problems. Basically, the government is bankrupt. The real debt is well over $85 trillion. They're lying to us. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you'd like to give us a call, why, we'd love to talk to you. Right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho, in the middle of a storm there. But go right ahead, Dee. What did you want to talk about?
Well, Obamacare in general, and unfortunately, Idaho looks like we're going to have a state exchange in particular. But I did want to congratulate and thank you again for getting Dr. Laurel Fenech on last night. The conversation was most enlightening. The man is totally up to speed on the subject.
Yes, he does a very good job on it. Basically, I think that for the people who are not covered by health insurance and cannot, of course, want to cover their own medical costs, then, of course, I think that we should have a local system rather than a national system to look after them. But other than that, I was in total agreement with him. Certainly, the system we have now is totally inefficient, needs to be done away with. We have to start from scratch, and we've got to get the federal government out of health care, because they're the ones who are primarily responsible for driving up the costs. In fact, so many of the people, we used to have AIDS in the hospitals. We no longer have AIDS in the hospitals. You have more of a chance of winning the lottery than you have of getting a back rub in a hospital today. And what do the nurses do? They don't have time to look after the patients. They spend all their time filling out the paperwork for the government. What we need to do is get the government out of health care and let the doctors and nurses take care of patients, because that's what they're trained to do. And doctors are dropping out of medicine, and nurses are going to be dropping out of medicine, and all they're going to have is administrators, and healthcare is going to continue to decline, and more people are going to die unnecessarily in the hospital or die from doctors' mistakes or hospital mistakes. Dr. Lorraine Day says there are about 5 million people who die due to medication mistakes, due to the medications, due to doctors' mistakes, due to hospital mistakes, and I think she's probably right. Go right ahead, Dee.
Yes, local is indeed a beautiful word, and Dr. Dave has done a beautiful job in explaining those things also. And I really would encourage listeners, go up on the Internet, radioliberty.com, and download the March 19, that was yesterday, Tuesday, March 19 at 9 o'clock. That would be the Delta hour. It's labeled 03-19-13-D. And some of Dr. Fenech's points were most enlightening, that he mentioned that we really don't have a health insurance system right now. What we have is a payment transfer scheme, which is, in essence, a wealth transfer scheme, and it's been commoditized to the point where it's not an insurance against risk. It's basically a payment scheme. And the second point that I found really interesting was the nullification efforts that are going on in Oklahoma, which it seems to be 180 degrees in the opposite direction from what we're unfortunately doing here in Idaho. It's all but gone to our governor's desk, but if the people wanted to learn strategies on how they could possibly fight this, I think Oklahoma is a bellwether, as is Dr. Fenech's conversation that you had last night.
Well, Dee, I think that the people up there in Idaho, that most of them are fairly conservative, I think that they ought to get organized and throw out your entire legislature and certainly recall the legislature and recall the governor. You've got to take control of your government there. And basically, I'm sure you probably have real problems with your local radio outlets, with the media, but the people have to get involved, because when good people aren't involved, why, the evil people take over. And obviously, they've done that in your state of Idaho.
Well, throwing the bums out would definitely be an excellent start, if that's feasible. But the interesting thing is that you hear that word again and again, blandishment, blandishment. What it is basically bait and switch. The bait from the Fed is necessary for them to implement their evil deed. Legally, the Fed need a critical mass of states to consent to the exchanges, which have the illusion of independence. But this, and you know, Dr. Stan, you'll love this, even liberal NPR said, some think that these state exchanges would be merely puppets of the federal government. And no truer words were ever spoken. You gotta laugh or you gotta cry, I guess.
Well, I agree with you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think, of course, Obamacare will be here in full force the first of next year, and it's going to be a disaster. But basically, they're going to have to, there's not enough money. They're going to have to cut back on Medicare and Medicaid treatments. Right now, Medicare and Medicaid are costing over billion dollars together. And basically, that's covered in a book. Certainly, buyers, the senator from Oklahoma and Tom Coburn. And it's called the debt bomb. And he's on the front lines of this. A trillion dollars a year for Medicare and Medicaid. And basically, there's no way they can afford it. They're just going to have to start letting people die. And the control of medicine is going to transfer to the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Do you really want an unknown bureaucrat to determine what the medical care you're going to get? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Zutniarg. This open line, so if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call. Dee, are you still there?
I am.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, just really quickly, the Obamacare is officially known as the Affordable Care Act, and you see all of this is a lie. Number one, it's not going to be affordable, as if it were ever the federal government's responsibility, and it isn't, to make anything affordable in the first place. Number two, it's not care, it's rationing and death to the medically marginal. And number three, it's not even a constitutionally illegal act of Congress. It's to force us to buy a product. In other words, to force us into action, the so-called individual mandate. And if any one of those pillars could be knocked out, I think we could destroy the entire thing. But we need to get a critical mass of nullifying states. We have 25 so far, and sadly, I'm sad to report that I don't think Idaho is going to help nullify it. But if we can get just a few more, I think it can dive its own wave.
Well, I think it was very interesting last night, Dee, when Dr. Fenwick was talking about the fact that there were certain stipulations in the Supreme Court decision that basically suggested that the whole concept, basically the concept of forcing people to have health insurance, was unconstitutional. Yes, the federal government could tax people, but that there were many, many things in the bill that were unconstitutional. I haven't read the act. I haven't read the Supreme Court decision, but why don't you get hold of it, read it, and then give us a call. I was fascinated by what Dr. Fenwick said, and I have no reason to believe he isn't correct, and I will try to look this up. But apparently there were all sorts of things that were left there saying, look, you can challenge this, almost inviting people to come back and challenge it, okay?
Yes, indeed. I definitely want to explore Oklahoma's nullification strategy. Well, so long. See ya.
God bless. Thanks very much. That was Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. And somebody had called in. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888, that's 888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And some caller called and wanted to know if there was something similar to HARP, the High Altitude of Rural Research Project that controls the weather, and certainly it is playing a part in the abnormal weather and abnormal coldness we're having today. And if you suddenly go up on the internet, you'll find out that actually we're having real global warming. The world is warmer today than it has been for 11,000 years. And if you believe that, you probably believe that Barack Obama is a fine Christian gentleman who's dedicated to the preservation of the free enterprise system. Ladies and gentlemen, why do they call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because 1,000 years ago it was green and people had farms in Greenland and basically crops grew in Greenland. But that's not true today, basically. Greenland, most of it is ice. And certainly we do not, they're simply lying about how we have global warming. But when you control the media, you can control almost anything. Well, anyway, the caller wanted to know if there was something similar to HARP that was being used for psychological control. He suggested that maybe they would call this psychological force God. And he wanted to know whether or not Bob Fletcher had talked about it. Basically, of course, they control. They know how to manipulate us through advertising. They know how to manipulate us through television. They control our education. They control the colleges. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. They control the media. As a result, they largely control what the American people think and believe. But I don't know of anything called God that's being used, and I certainly don't know that Bob Fletcher specifically talked about that aspect of what's going on. So I hope that'll answer the question. But we do have real problems, and the important thing is people learn to think independently, even though certainly the internet can be used for evil. There's a lot of false information out there. There's a lot of good information as well. And I hope that you'll challenge everything I say. Go up on the internet and find out. Sometimes I for instance, that program with Barack Obama and Steve Croft, the date was wrong. It was actually in 2009. Not 2010, and the figure was less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda, not 50 members of Al-Qaeda. I went up and checked it, but you can actually find it on the internet. It's at the YouTube, Steve Croft, 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, or put in 100 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find the article. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're lying to us. Well, let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and the evil people largely control what the American people think. It's time we took back our reality and began to address what's really going on, and the one person who can help us do that is God. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you need it. Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I think God's going to start throwing potatoes at him or something. But I'm just wondering, why did Morocco go over to Israel?
Well, I think, Mike, because there's going to be certainly military action against Syria. I think that there's going to be military action against Iran. I think there are going to be some dramatic changes over there. And I think Barack went over basically to give orders. Basically, there are a lot of people who will try to tell you that suddenly The Zionists in Israel are controlling the United States government, and nothing could be further from the truth. Certainly there are some Zionists over in Israel, but basically, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness, a satanic movement that controls our government, also controls the Israeli government, and they do what they're told. Netanyahu was a shoe salesman, was a furniture salesman, who was picked by the establishment to become the premier of Israel, and basically they manipulated him into the position where he is today, the leader of Israel, and they can do that with anybody. But basically, what's going on in Syria today is being financed and orchestrated by the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're going to topple that government. I think they're going to end up having a major war in the Middle East. How soon it'll be there, I don't know. I suspect what we're going to see is the unfolding of the war that's described in Psalm 83. And if you look and see, read Psalm 83, you'll find it's the countries immediately adjacent to Israel that attack it. I think that'll be a temporary war. I think that Israel will win that war. And then, of course, there'll be some stability there. And then we'll end up with the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. I could very well be wrong. All we can do is conjecture and watch things unfold, because there is a time schedule, there is a plan, and it's being carried out. And I believe that God is allowing terrible things to happen over there, allowing all of these terrible things, because the good people in America don't have the courage to stand up and say what's going on is wrong and evil. And what we need to do is simply cut back dramatically on our military and defend America, and not use America's financial and military power to bring about a world government. Go right ahead, Mike. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're here in the Central Coast of California. Mike, go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that them people over there in Israel are a little smarter than Mr. Obama gives them credit for, and he'll be lucky to get that plane off the ground over there. I'm pretty sure that they're fairly upset with him, and he is their enemy, and they know it, and he's sitting right there. And so, you know, if I was them, I'll be doing something about it.
Okay, anything else you wanted to say, Mike?
That's it, and that's all.
God bless him. Let's go to Gloria, then, calling us from Spokane. Hi, Gloria, how are we doing?
Hi. Well, I'm enjoying your program.
I'm glad to have you with us.
I want to say that you're absolutely right that the next war that's going to happen is the war described in Psalm 83. And I would direct your listeners to go to Prophecy Depot, with Bill Salas. He's down at the Calvary Chapel down in Palm Desert. And I think he's just a lay minister. But, I think he attends that church. He's not the minister of the church or anything. But he has written extensively and studied extensively on the Psalm 83. And that's the limited war in all the countries directly surrounding Israel. So I think you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Bill Salas. Let me put a plug in. We are carrying Bill Salas' book on Psalm 83. We think it's so important enough. There are all sorts of books out there. I wish we could carry them all, but quite frankly, we can't afford to, and we don't have room for them. But I think Bill Salas' work is important. I've interviewed him several times, and I think that he has done a very, very important service for us. So I'm very impressed. And
I've heard him a couple times now in person also. So, and I think that he is accurate in his assessment of the coming war. It's going to be limited just in that surrounding area. And then the larger war is what you described later on. That will be more extensive. And then, of course, the end is Armageddon. So, anyway, thank you so much for bringing that to everyone's attention tonight.
God bless you, and thank you so very much. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Gloria calling from Spokane, Washington, and basically the book is well worthwhile. Bill Salas points out that a lot of people think that the next war is going to be the war that is described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I do believe that war is coming, but I also believe that there's going to be a war in between. And basically, you can read, certainly there are all sorts of things that are described in the scriptures One of them, of course, is the destruction of Damascus. And we're told that suddenly Damascus is going to be totally destroyed. Now, Damascus has been around probably well over 3,000 years, and it has never been destroyed. I mean, there have all been sorts of wars all around it, but Damascus has always been there, has been a stable nation, a stable city. But now, of course, if you see some of the pictures coming out of Damascus, large segments of that city have been destroyed, as was prophesied thousands of years ago in the Psalm, by me, in Isaiah. Isaiah 17, you look up Isaiah 17, about the destruction of Damascus. Are we seeing fulfillment of prophecy? Time alone will tell, but I suspect we are. And then the next thing is the Psalm 83 war, and of course it's well worthwhile getting it out. And basically they talk about simply the nations that border on Israel, specifically Lebanon and Syria and Jordan and perhaps Iraq and Egypt, but and certainly Palestine. All of these would be going to war with Israel. We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe, certainly God only knows what's going on, but so much of what's going on today doesn't make sense. And so I really suspect that we're seeing the unfolding of prophecy, how exciting it is to be a Christian, to believe in the Bible. And let's go, of course, right now. We have Ron calling from Washington State. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
We're doing fine, Dr. Stan. I just had a couple of issues to bring up. I don't know if
You go right ahead. Go ahead.
All right. One of them, I talked to a fellow who just became a naturalized citizen of the United States, and I have to ask him, did you give any training on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or anything? He said no. He said, you know, you get to learn the longest river in the United States, how many stars in the flag, that type of thing. They don't teach their constitutional rights at all in our naturalization class, as far as I know.
But, Ron, the reason they don't teach it is because they don't want people to understand the Constitution. They want people to believe we're a democracy. We're not a democracy or a republic. They want people to believe all they have to do is vote and they can get whatever they want to from the government. Isn't it wonderful? The government's just like an IBM machine. Hey, oh, you get your free food, you get your free medical care, you get all these wonderful free things. And basically, that's not what America is all about, because a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And it's a terrible tragedy that they're not teaching new American citizens about the Constitution. And I would certainly never allow anyone to become a citizen who did not understand the difference between a republic and a democracy and why the United States is not a democracy, but is a republic. Go right ahead.
Well, to me, that shows the dereliction of Congress and oversight, and that's just almost treasonous on their part. The fact that they let these judges get away with some of the rulings without removing them from office. The congressmen all took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and you have judges who usurp legislative authority or deliberately violate laws, and nothing is done. I found that scandalous.
I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
Also, I happen to have some information that seems like many in the schools are actively promoting homosexuality.
But you see, this is all part of the revolt against God. I mean, basically, of course, you know, basically, when we have a totally immoral society. And, of course, homosexuality is immoral. A lot of the homosexuals are very nice people. I've known a lot of homosexuals. I like them. But certainly this does not mean I have to approve their lifestyle or tell them that what they're doing is fine. And yet they are actively, as you say, promoting homosexualities in our schools today. And we are one day going to have to have terrible judgment on America for what we've done. I believe God is going to begin judging America, may already be judging America for what we've done in violation of his laws and his rules.
You know, I feel that society has just been derelict in the protection of its children. We can hand people over to hand their children over to people who would encourage them to engage in activities but, that are grossly unhealthy.
But, Ron, what they've done is they've infiltrated our teachers' colleges, and they put people there to destroy the moral foundation of our nation, just as they've changed the teaching in our churches. They've changed this, that they've taken control of the educational system. And they've taken control of the media and of the entertainment, and all of this popularizes homosexuality and demeans people who have the courage to speak out against it, and specifically demeans anybody who believes in the validity of the scriptures and the inerrancy of the scriptures. So we're in real trouble as a nation. We are in a post-Christian America.
Well, the parents have to take back their schools. We have to hold our legislators accountable. There's legislative oversight in the states on what's going on in our state colleges, and it's about time the legislators do their job instead of just figuring out that they believe in education by throwing more taxpayer money on it. Why don't they start finding out what they're teaching our kids?
I agree with you, and I know how frustrating it must be for you, because you're on the front lines of that battle. And I feel sorry for the children.
Yes, they're at ground zero. They're in the impact area. So that's one of the things I find very troubling. Well, I just wanted to alert your listeners of some of the things going on. And they could change the society. Who's coming into the society? Our immigrants and our children who are maturing into adults. And if you don't teach them properly, then you're going to have an electorate that's very misinformed.
Ron, when I went to college, they wiped out, because I was 16 when I entered college, but they wiped out my religious beliefs. It took me a long time to come back to the Lord. And so I feel very sorry for the young people going into college today. All we can do is hope maybe they'll listen to Radio Liberty. We can at least reach a few people that way. But certainly, every one of us has to become certainly willing to stand up and proclaim the validity of the Bible and the validity of God's Word. Only then can the people begin to understand what's going on. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I just wanted to bring up to date on Sidney Barry Shamus. Those of you who are regular listeners to our program, I know that Barry Shamus has been ill recently. He's had a gangrene of his toes. He went in for an arteriogram, and they found he had a blockage to his arteries, and actually he'd called me at 1:30 on Tuesday morning to tell me he was going in for surgery. And so we asked our listeners to pray for him yesterday. Barry's not a believer, but that's all right. He's a wonderful investigative reporter. He's an honest man. He's a man of integrity. And I had a feeling when he called me at 1:30 in the morning, because that was Eastern time, it was 10:30 my time, it was almost like he was saying goodbye. And he wanted to thank me for having him on the radio as many times as we did. And so I told him we were certainly going to have people praying for him. Well, I called this morning. Barry sounded like a different person, great, exuberant. He says he's going to go home tomorrow, and certainly I hope he does, but he's feeling great. And so I just wanted you to know that the prayers of people across America did certainly take effect, and Barry is... certainly, physically is doing fine, and he will not be with us. He was supposed to be our guest this evening, but he certainly will be with us, I hope, next week. And we'll be able to continue his investigative journalism, because I think he's one of the finest investigative journalists in the world. But he, of course, has been officially blacklisted, because he talks about certainly what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. He refers to them as... Sidney, the labor Zionist, doesn't matter what you call them. They're evil and wicked people. Some are Jewish, most are not, but certainly the labor Zionists are a Jewish segment of the Brotherhood of Darkness. So anyway, Barry's doing fine. I thought you'd like to know. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletters. You can get our products. And basically, of course, as you know, we carry a line of spices. Why do we carry spices? Well, because it helps to subsidize what we do, and because they're basically excellent products. We've used them for almost 20 years, and they certainly dress up our food. We carry a line of health products. We carry certainly the Berkey water filters. And if you don't have one, you ought to have one. And if you do have one, you need to get extra filters. And then, of course, we carry the Miracle 2 soap products. And then a wonderful line of books, a wonderful line, certainly, of videos and of DVDs and of 4 CD sets and 4 tape sets. Give us a call if you'd like to get a catalog. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our programs there, live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs. We have a number of our DVDs posted there. You can certainly read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. And certainly, there are a lot of them I really think are really rather good, even if I do say so, going back and reading them. And then we've taken many of those newsletters and put them into little pamphlets on specific subjects that you need to know about. What really happened on September 11, 2001 was not what you've been told. They simply lied to you, but they needed an excuse to get us into a war, first with Afghanistan and then with Iraq, and then, of course, we're going to be at war very soon, I suspect, with Iran itself. So understand that these things are not happening by accident. There is a long-range plan. by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And behind that, I believe that our Lord allows these organizations to work their evil deeds because, of course, he is using that for the fulfillment of prophecy. We're seeing these prophetic events coming. I think probably the next major event will be the Psalm 83 war. And if you'd like to know more about that, we have the book by Bill Sellis. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, the Psalm 83 war. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in a moment with our good friend, Bob Fletcher.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who's certainly is a wonderful guest, one of our favorite guests, and he certainly was dragged certainly kicking and screaming into this whole a movement of which we've been part for the last 50 years. And this happened by accident. He was running a toy company. He had a successful toy company, and he made the mistake of taking in a partner who apparently was a slick talker and claimed he had all sorts of money, and they were going to be able to advance this company, and it would become an international company. It would make a lot of money, and they would all benefit from it. Of course, what Bob didn't understand is that the gentleman he was dealing with was a CIA, either contract agent or agent, we will never know. But, of course, he was using Bob's toy company, or was going to use Bob's toy company, to supply the weapons with the Iran-Contra program. That was a long time ago, wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, sure was. We're talking 1985, 86, in that period of time.
Okay, well, you go ahead and pick up the story from there.
Yeah, and, well, of course, as far as that was concerned, that sure got myself started. I basically had my company stolen because it was never paid for properly. And as you mentioned, it was a situation where this fella is one of a small number of suppliers of, I'm going to say illegal, but it's not because it's done by Uncle Sam. So they kind of get away with whatever they want to, what they want to do. But he is a supplier of weapons and a supplier of aircraft for all these different crazy little wars that the intelligence community of the United States has for the last 50 years maintained on a regular basis for a variety of reasons.
And it's like the weapons, the war we launched over in Egypt to overthrow Mubarak, the war we launched in Tunisia, the war we launched in Libya, the war we're fighting in Syria today, but the average individual has no idea what's going on. But then, of course, there was the war in Nicaragua, and that was what Iran-Contra was all about. And war after war after war, we waste trillions of dollars, and we kill all sorts of Americans. We kill all sorts of Iraqis and Afghanis and Pakistanis and Syrians. We've killed 70,000 innocent civilians, men, women, large numbers of children in Syria. But does anybody here in America really care as long as we have television and we have, you know, food stamps and we have all the wonderful benefits we have from living as it was once? And was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. No longer. Now, of course, it's the land of the depraved. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and we have, so anyway, the bottom line was, of course, that I was exposed to, you know, the underbelly of the secret government, which I knew nothing about until it happened. And then I got involved with it and got involved with it legally and got involved with the Senate and I got Congress and all the inquiries about these activities that go on, and became a federal witness and investigative assistant to several congressional and Senate offices over the last few years. And so I always keep an eye on things that happen, and some of the things, like you always indicate, it's not always what it looks like on the outside. And right as of today, we have two or three or four different things that we can discuss that probably not inside what it looks like on the outside. We can hit on a few of those this evening. One of them, of course, is all of a sudden, after all of the baloney that we've been saturated with for the last 6 months, there's going to be...
Hold the thought.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Bob.
And what we're going to have, apparently, is no gun legislation will be introduced at all. They've totally scrapped it. They've pretty much just all of that just disappeared. You know, the patriots and those people that are concerned out here about the secret government and what's going on and what's going on that we don't know really is happening and the reasons for different things. Now, there was a real good reason why we went through all of that two-step that we've been doing for so many months here with, and all the concerns that everyone has had out here about the possibility of having the Second Amendment drastically affected with the gun sales and alteration and the new legislation being introduced to ban all these assault weapons and this and that, when one that looks like this or looks like that, or the size of the clip that goes into it, or if it's semi-automatic, and all of that excitement rippled across the country here, and sales of guns and weapons and bullets skyrocketed, went right through the ceiling. The last 6 months has been the greatest amount of sales on those types of items in the United States for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, boom, somehow, someplace, some way, they've decided they're not even going to introduce any of it on the basis of feeling. Well, let me put it this way. It appears that they had been bombarded with so much resistance on this that they backed off. I don't believe that. I think something from the very beginning was going on that we are not going to know about in the immediate future. We may find out quite a while from now what really took place. But there were some shenanigans going on at a very high level of political chess and using, of course, the American people as the pawns on the chessboard. But somehow we've been played. I don't know exactly what it is. If anybody thinks they know, certainly contact me. But we need somebody that's been walking the hallways of Congress to genuinely find out what has happened here. But on the positive side is apparently after all of the baloney that was bouncing around on the synthetic media, the news media for so long, we're not going to have to worry, I guess, about any strange congressional activities on the Second Amendment.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying that it looks like we're not going to get any gun legislation rule at this time, or at least any bad gun legislation. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. Bob thinks this whole thing has been orchestrated for a specific reason. He doesn't understand the reason, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if he weren't right. Under any circumstances, they want to keep the American people armed. Maybe that's so we'll kill one another. Maybe so that they can create a chaotic situation in the United States. I don't know, but I do know that there is an invisible government. They manipulate both the Republican and the Democrat parties. There is very little resistance to them. They control the great tax-exempt foundations, the army, certainly the banking system. Six major banks control 70% of all the financial banking assets in America. Six banks. There are over 5,000 banks, but six of them control, 70% of the financial banking assets. They control most of the major corporations. Certainly, they control the educational system. They control our churches. They have their agents planted within the churches. And they certainly control the media. Certainly, and most people have no idea. There are six major corporations control 90% of the media in the United States, and yet nobody is ever going to tell the American people. Anyway, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and so, you know, as far as the, I actually spoke before the United States Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was predominantly along with five other friends and associates of mine back in 1995, and basically... it had spun off, that particular inquiry had spun off from, of course, the bombing of the Oklahoma Murrah building back in April of 1995. However, our target and our reason for being there was to point out back in 95 the extraordinary amount of activity going on, exactly like we witnessed once again in the last 6 to 8 months, and that is a couple of events that had taken place, and then all of a sudden the Senate and the Congress were talking back then in 95 exactly as they had only in the last few months actually here, relative to trying to tighten up and change. We have to we have some terrible event where you have some insane person go out and shoot a bunch of children at schools or blow up buildings or whatever they do, and instantly we have the shadow government personalities that want to just keep tightening the grip on the American people and tightening the grip on our, not only our purse and our money, but on our, actually, like they're holding onto our throat. They're trying to destroy the Constitution and keep encroaching on the rights of every single American citizen out there. We did it in 95. We did the testimony. It's amazing when you look at all of that and review it, because it's identical to what took place in the last couple of months. But it appears, for the most part, that we're not going to have an immediate concern with the tightening up or the destruction or stomping on our Second Amendment rights. The rights to bear arms. And again, they always shift it and say, they say, oh, no, we want these people to be able to go out and have a good time at the target practice, and we want them to be able to hunt deer and do those different hunting activities. You know, but that's baloney, because the Second Amendment, of course, had nothing to do with hunting quail. Which I never quite understood that myself, but, you know, taking a shotgun out and shooting some 3-inch bird. But anyhow, the idea of the Second Amendment was totally and completely so that the American, the new American, when the Constitution was put together, that those Americans could individually protect themselves against corrupted government. That's all it was. That's what it is today. And that's the big concern. And, of course, they, like I say, apparently they backed off. Interestingly enough, Senator Feinstein from California is the big proponent and always has been. She was in 95. She was sitting on the committee that I testified before in June of 95. And again, she is the lead personality, has been, on trying to get all of these new tighter regulations on weapons. And we had confronted her at that time back in 95 with a question, and that was, don't you have a right, a permit to carry a weapon yourself? Mrs. Feinstein, don't you have a permit to carry a gun? And of course, she backed up and face got a little bit white, and she said, she said, you know, I used to. I don't have that any longer. A year or so ago, I stopped carrying that weapon because there was threats, and that was why I was carrying it. Well, the bottom line is she just answered the question herself. You know, she admitted, well, a couple of years ago, she had what she perceived to be a serious threat, and so she was carrying a weapon in her purse. Not only did she have a bodyguard pretty much on a regular basis, but she was carrying a weapon herself to protect herself and protect herself from someone that may be mentally deranged and or just a criminal personality. But here she is, all of a sudden now she's trying to tell us that we shouldn't have that right, that we that there's too many weapons and you shouldn't have this and you shouldn't have that.
But I think, Bob, what we have to recognize is that this is all about a dictatorship. Basically, they say, well, you know, why does the person need an assault rifle? Well, why does a government official need an assault rifle? Why are they arming, certainly, all of our police with assault rifles? They say, well, they're not assault rifles. They're just semi-automatic. But that's what you call an assault rifle. They use words to deceive us. Basically, there are those people who want a dictatorship in America. And Dianne Feinstein is one of those. They want to certainly put us in a situation where we would be subservient to the government, which she controls. She is an evil and wicked woman. I've followed her career since she was certainly on the city council in San Francisco, and I followed her career ever since then. I would say there's one word for Dianne Feinstein, and that would be, two words, hypocritical and wicked. Go right ahead.
And just as a sidebar, and I'm not going to say here that all wealthy people are evil in their intent, but she happens to be also extremely wealthy. Her husband, the combination of wealth between her and her husband is extraordinary, and she pretty much has the ability to do almost between personal wealth and the power that a congressional or a senator is able to yield when you've been in there for a while, like she has, the political strength and all, makes it where she could do almost anything she wants to. And it really makes her crazy every couple of years when she steps forward with another major attempt to fool with the Second Amendment, and it falls to the wayside. She must be pulling her hair out when she goes home, as it is related to weapons control. So let's shift gears again. We'll try and talk about a couple of interesting things. That certainly is one of them. Another one is the banking business that's gone on overseas, where we have one of these smallest countries over there in the European backyard.
You're talking about, of course, the island of Cyprus.
Yes, it's the Cyprus banking problem. And what they've decided, of course, Cyprus is in the same situation we all are, and much more of a limited financial structure over there, of course. And so what they've started doing in an attempt to, they put out their hand and tried to get some handouts for the last few years on to financially balance their own budget. They've been unable to do that. So what they decided to do, this is something we all have to be aware of, because perish a thought if they pull this on us. But they decided to tax, or put a tremendous increase on taxation of savings and all financial movements of the individual persons.
Well, I think, so, Bob, what really happened in Cyprus was that there were two banks there, two major banks in the island, at least in the Greek part of the island, and basically they had made a number of very, very poor investments, and basically they had a lot of money, there are two banks there, and they have about $71 billion between them, and that is just because a lot of people in Europe have been depositing money there, they get a fairly good return. A lot of people in Russia, well, the Russians had almost a third of this $71 billion, somewhere between 20 and $30 billion of that was Russian money put there because the Russian oligarchy wanted to get their money out of Russia and they felt it would be safe there in Cyprus. But the banks had made bad investments. They had become insolvent. In other words, if people had gone in to get their money, there wasn't any money in the banks because it had all been lost. And so basically, of course, then the banks wanted to come up with a solution and they wanted to borrow money from the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank, and they offered to lend them money, but with a proviso, they would lend them $10 billion with a proviso that the Cyprus banks would actually steal, for all intents and purposes, about $6 billion from their people who had their money with them, like 9.9% of anybody, with an account over 100,000 euros and 6.75% of anybody with an account over 20,000 euros. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And the basics was, of course, it's kind of a mirrors what went on here 2008, where our bankers and our investment firms and all these organizations and stockbrokers were stealing and ballooning and doing these Ponzi scams and all of that and creating money out of nothing and all the rest of that. And
hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. But this is a fascinating scandal. Go right ahead, Bob.
So what they've done is they went out and they just kind of announced like a surprise, because they've already been taxing all of the financial every time the people went up to an automatic teller or any time they drew money in or put money out, took out money, put money in, or whatever the case was, and on all of the money that was in their savings accounts or whatever. They were going to increase the taxation by almost, about two and a half times a tax that they already had on these people. And, of course, when everybody heard about that, now I'm just talking average citizen over there, when they heard about it, of course, it's like it would happen here. We would all sort of freak out on that idea. So they all rushed up to the two or three banks that they had, started taking their money out. There wasn't enough ready cash to even handle the withdrawals, and so they have a big upheaval. They have to shut the banks on at least a temporary basis and start backstepping and very similar to the weapons situation we had here, where the Senate and the Congress apparently backed off. So now the Cyprus government's going to have to back off themselves a little bit and try and come up with something else, because that's obviously probably not going to happen, because I believe there's going to be so much civilian complaints about that they'll be kind of out of control in the streets and in the bank lobbies trying to get their money out. So,
you know, Bob, as I've analyzed what's going on over there, it really doesn't make any sense that the IMF and the European Central Bank were demanding certainly that the banks on Cyprus would, you know, take 10% of the accounts, 9.9% of the accounts over 100,000 euros, and certainly 6.75% of the accounts over 20,000 euros. It was almost as if they were trying to precipitate a financial crisis, a banking crisis, because people put their money in the bank. They assume it's safe, and most people had never even given a thought to the fact that somebody could come along and steal the money from their account. And when they put this announcement out, either the people who are running the IMF and the European Central Bank are the stupidest people in the world and had no idea there was going to be a counter that, there was going to instill fear in people and it was going to precipitate a bank run. Either they didn't understand that or they did it on purpose, and my feeling is they're not stupid. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and it almost looks to me, and I want your thought on this, that they're doing this intentionally because they wanted to actually begin to create a feeling of suddenly lack of trust in the banks and perhaps even intentionally create a bank run. What are your thoughts?
I think you're absolutely right, but I think the deal probably was a manner by which a new, better deal on financial assistance can be put together and orchestrated with the IMF to give them the money, more money that they had their hands out for, in a manner such to, and maybe a little less payback, less interest, or how about a long, undated grant for the money, or a payback with an open date of, you know, some unknown, non-specific a date for payback or something. There's certainly, absolutely, it's not the fact that they're so stupid that they would put these...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob Sathya tends to more or less agree with me that this, what's going on over there in Cyprus, what's going on in Europe when the IMF and the European Central Bank have actually precipitated a bank run, in other words, basically by putting out an order that the banks on Cyprus were to start stealing money from the accounts, up to somewhere between 7 and 10% of the accounts, and suddenly people all over Europe saying, hey, if they can steal their money from those banks in Cyprus, they can take my money too. Maybe I shouldn't trust my bank. And so all across Europe, people are pulling their money out of the ATM machines, they're putting their money out of the banks. I said the legislature in Cyprus refused to go along with the plan. In other words, the banks couldn't just go in and start stealing money. They had to get the permission. The legislature of Cyprus, said, no way, Jose. So now, of course, the banks are closed. People can't get into their accounts there. And we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be another week or two before this situation gets ironed out. But whatever is going on, Bob tends to agree with me that nothing as it appears to be, that this is being done intentionally to begin to create questions about the dependability of banks, and by so doing to get people perhaps feel uneasy with their bank deposits, and maybe more and more people will either take their money out of the bank, maybe they'll invest in the stock market. We don't know what's going to happen, but what they did intentionally. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and what... one thing also that everybody has to kind of always bear in mind, you know, Cyprus is a little country, it's way over on the other side of the world, and it's kind of like everybody says, well, you know, who cares what goes on there, it's not going to affect my money at the Bank of America or wherever you might deal, you know, it's not going to bother me, I got my little savings, and I've never, you know, who cares, you know. But the problem is now that the world, compared to the way it was 50 years ago, the world has become so extremely small, and we are totally and completely interdependent upon everything, especially in the complex international banking. And a statement that I've made several times in the past, whenever we get into this type of a conversation, is that there's very few people in the world that really have a complete handle on world and international economics. It has become so extraordinarily complex, and it's all like a house of cards. Banking itself is synthetic, fraudulent kind of operation anyhow. If you want to entertain yourself, look at some of the, and I believe, Stan, you probably have a book or a DVD or information relative to some of the old, an explanation of the Federal Reserve and how it was created. And it's something that everybody, even if you think it's way over on the other side of the world, everybody has to be concerned with all these little things because we are totally interdependent. And it ends up, next thing you know, I mean, there's been major wars and entire overthrows of nations as it related to starting out with some small banking adjustment that a little place like Cyprus might do. Certainly all these things are planned and manipulated at very high international banking levels by guys, which I hate to admit, that are extraordinarily 10 times my IQ when it comes at least to international banking. They're really slick, and they can be doing something, and people don't have any idea how it's going to bother them. And the next thing you know, we'll have a stock market effect over here. And 3 years from now, they'll look back and somebody will say, well, you know, that big problem we had in 2013, it started when those crazy Cyprus banks tried to pull what they were pulling over there and what have you. So I guess what I'm saying, it's more meaningful to our own pocketbooks than we might think on the outskirts. And I just want to bring that up. Again, there's a couple other interesting things in the news, but I want to suggest that everybody, we don't have to really understand it, but kind of keep an eye on it. Let's see what happens with this crazy European financial difficulty.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to everything they're telling you, all the banks over there are in trouble. Well, maybe not the banks so much in Germany, but certainly the banks in Greece and in Spain and in Italy and in Portugal, yes, even in France, and certainly Ireland is not doing so badly. The one that's the best of all is Iceland, and they simply had massive debts. They simply wrote them off and put the bankers in prison for malfeasance. And maybe if they do that in the other areas, why they wouldn't have the problem, but they're not going to do it because those bankers are all part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They tie in, most of them, to the Club of Rome and or the Royal Institute for International Affairs.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Go right ahead.
All right, so let's look at another neat little thing that it's a little dear to my heart right now, so to speak, because I've been keeping an eye on this stuff here for a while, maybe a little closer than some people are, and that is what's taking place. Again, that's interesting moves, little things going on in Washington, D.C., all right? A day or so ago, we had a Senate and congressional subcommittee meetings as it relates to what are we going to do when a meteor comes zipping into our backyard and we all of a sudden realize it's going to hit Earth. And what we've actually done, what has started here now, you know, several years ago, I was one of the first people that seriously exposed the weather control and the weather control operations that they've top secret operations for many years. And of course, people laughed at me originally, and that was back in 1994 at first, and then 95, and people said, "Oh boy, Fletcher's lost his mind. Are you talking about we get weather control and you know that conspiracy crazy talk?" And I rattled cages about it. I said, "No, well, it's not crazy, and we're doing it. We've been doing it. And it's getting worse, and they've got all kinds of equipment. The Russians have it, the Chinese, and all, et cetera, et cetera." And that was related to the weather control. And it took 10 years before they sat down in the Congress and said, "Hey, you know, we really have a problem with this weather control. We're going to have to expand it and create a permanent bureau, and we've got to do this and we've got to do that." So what that was a 10, 20-year delayed exposure of a problem or an admission – of a military weapon on weather control that we had had for 20 years, and they hadn't talked about it. Now, several years ago, I had spoken a little bit about some of the meteor and some of the problems that we really face in outer space, and that there was an unbelievable amount of fraudulent lies and going on.
Hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher, and basically Bob is talking about weather control. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they can control the weather. They do it with harps, and they do it with all sorts of other programs that they have today. They know exactly how to manipulate the weather, and they do it very, very efficiently. They do it certainly with aerial spraying. They have organized plans there, and between harp and aerial spraying, they can alter the weather dramatically. Now, basically, we carry a book on weather control. We carry a book on harp, both done by a fellow named Jerry Smith, who died at a very, very young age. But maybe it's not a good idea to be writing books of this sort. We actually have a 4-CD set on harp. We have a 4-tape set on harp, a 4-tape set on the weather. And then we carry, Sydney, an excellent DVD done by our guest on Bob Fletcher on what is called What Weather is a Weapon?
Weather Control as a Weapon.
Weather Control as a Weapon. Okay, fine. Would you like to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information?
Yes, sure. And if you're interested in that or any of the other investigations that we've put down on DVD form so that you can catch up on some of this criminality going on that we've been chasing and that so many people out of Washington like to look away or look the other way and not ever get into it at all. But you can go on the computer, and if you just Google Bob Fletcher Investigations, .com, or just Bob Fletcher Weather Control, or Bob Fletcher Conspiracy Weather Weapons of Control. Any of those at all will connect you up and send you right to our website, and you can go get a good look at those things that are available for you. Like we were talking about, I've been working on this extremely important tape, DVD. A million things gone wrong, but in trying to produce this, get it finished. But we are still pecking away at it, and we're going to get back in gear with that and get that out available to you. I'll talk more about that later on another day. But I wanted to talk, some of it's going to involve what I'm going to mention here. Like I said, just a couple days ago, the Senate and the Congress decided to go public with, or even artificially go public, because we've been doing what they're talking about just a day or so ago. We've been doing for many, many years, and that is they created a little subcommittee and they said, we need to discuss what we possibly can do if a meteor or some space trash comes zipping in and crashes into Earth. What can we do to prevent it? What can we do to stop it and change it? We've had scientific studies and applications going on for many, many years as to what possibly can be done for this. For an important reason, they're doing this publicity today all of a sudden. Of course, they used the logical excuse that only a couple back there on February 15th that the Russians had that meteor that flew across very low and then crashed in Russia, and it was the equivalent of a couple of atomic bombs in its energy. It's just the breaking of the sound barrier, which is kind of what it was, but just the impulse of it passing across the top of the couple of cities blew thousands of windows out. It even damaged buildings. And, of course, there were a couple hundred people injured from this thing. They were extremely lucky that the final destruction of this thing. It wasn't right in the middle of a city. But simultaneously, that same day was when we had the previously announced very close passing of another asteroid that came through our backyard. And that was one that we'd been watching for a while. And they were two on the same day. And the chances of that happening is something like 400 million to one. Now, those are outrageous odds. And they tried to say that they weren't connected. I don't know if they were or not in terms of one dragging the other along, so to speak. But for both of them to make their appearance on the same day is what they used as an excuse to go before the people in the United States and say, we need to talk about this, and what can we do to prevent this type of an event?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of strange things, and basically we know that certainly the evening that the Pope Benedict resigned, as announced he was going to resign as being the Pope, why, of course, why the lightning struck the dome of St. Peter's Basilica twice. Now, basically, the chances of that happening probably would dwarf, you know.
Would also be high.
I mean, the 400 million to one. But basically, a lot of strange things are happening, and the question is, why? Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and the big deal is, from my interest of this, is that this is the almost the very heart of some of what I'm going to be covering in the new DVD that we've been talking about here for a while. And again, I've had to stumble over some stumbling blocks with the darn thing, but we'll have it out here pretty quick. A lot of that, I'm going to cover a lot of that in the new DVD and show scientific things that have been going on, things that have been secretly been carried out now for many years, and why they have been carried out, in my opinion, and show you the documentation and evidence of some extraordinary worldwide events, and an awful lot of it evolves around the concept of the concern of outer space junk materials or whatever it's going to be that is causing this concern all of a sudden in our own Senate. And again, I think that's completely, it's baloney, because we have been trying to figure out this problem for many, many years. And for the guys in the Senate to all of a sudden say, oh, look, the American public, see how we're trying to figure this out, you know, how we can prevent being struck by meteors or asteroids or whatever. One of the heads of NASA was there and was asked if, in fact, we found out a month in advance that one of these was going to come in and hit a major city like New York City, what is it that, what are the plans, what do we have online to react to this? And one of the scientific heads said, you need to pray. And so that was the end of that questioning, that line of questioning. And what he's referring to is the reality that if any of this stuff, and if it starts increasing, which unfortunately it is going to, I believe, that there really is nothing that they've been able to figure out yet. They've been working. They have had billions of dollars spent on this project, on the problem, trying to figure out if they could blow one of these things up ahead of time, would that work? The answer is no, because you would, by the time it got close enough to do something like that, you would simply break it down from being a single problem to being debris of a million pieces, that all of which would be small bombs. So, you know, in terms of their energy. So that won't work. We do not have a laser capability to just vaporize them or anything. We have great lasers that you don't even know about that are way, way past what you would believe in terms of their capability, but nothing that would affect a 2-mile meteor coming in at 23,000 miles an hour. So we don't have a lot of protection, and this is totally a synthetic Senate investigation and committee the other day, and it's going to end up, oh, what they will do, and this is the only reason that they even made sense for them to go public with a meeting, what they will do is they will steal another many billions on the basis of reports that will now be done for the Senate by many people making many suggestions, and there will be many people with their hand into the cookie jar taking billions out again, and they'll covertly be moving that money into whatever programs they want to. It'll be all classified, and again, they just opened a new Pandora's box of vanishing money up in Washington with that synthetic little meeting that they had as, oh, golly, what do we do to protect ourselves? Can we put up a big umbrella around the earth or something? It's just another door opener for financial money grabs coming out of Washington, I'm afraid. So we'll have to watch that. Again, that's one of these things. We'll keep an eye out. I'd like to ask everybody, just pay attention when you see them talking about asteroids and meteors or the possibilities of things like that. Let's see what comes of all of it, and we can go from there. The concept, by the way, another point in the same arena is the numbers, the sheer numbers of potential near-Earth elements that may cause problems is so high. I mean, it's like there are like 10,000 that they know about, a couple of thousand that they can track on a regular basis and try to measure where they're going and where they've come from and all of that. And the numbers also become really mind-boggling. It's kind of like trying to keep track of all the stolen dollars in the last 50 years out of Washington. It would be big numbers.
Amen to that.
Right.
Okay, fine. Oh, do you have another subject you want to talk about?
I've been trying to keep track of some of that interesting meteor business going on. They something, again, I don't want to give away too much of my new DVD that we're working on, but I did see another thing very interesting just the other day. I guess Tuesday, so what is that, 2 days ago or yesterday? The 19th, all right. Just yesterday, there was a release of some information, and this is it. See, this is some of the sneaky stuff that, like I said, how small the world has gotten. Our covert and top-secret operations, the development of our weapons and all of these things, and including our means of space travel and things of that sort, have been very, very secretive for a full 50 years. And actually, believe it or not, goes back to that time when the big question about whether, in fact, UFO crashed in Arizona or not in 1947. And it's, you know, all that mystical stuff about the possibility of that. And back then, a couple of years after that crash took place, one or two of the big shots that were originally in the military and all went to one of the toy model companies, and they gave drawings and sketches of what this particular craft looked like when it crashed in Arizona. And they sold it to the toy company, the tester toy company. That's a little company that makes, or big company, makes all little plastic airplane models. And they sold the design, and the tester company put out, for two different years, they put out a model of the UFO that crashed, right? And, of course, it was all done little tongue-in-cheek as to whether it was real or not. But it was a unique design, and it was a design that was basically round like a saucer, had some unusual square-type things on the bottom, tiled types on the bottom of this thing, which, by the way, ended up being exactly like the tiles that we use on our space reentry craft many years later. And again, now I'm talking 47, 1950, around that time. Additionally, the saucer design was such that on the very wings, or if you took a 6-inch dish, a little saucer yourself, and could bend it, if you bent it on the left and right side and just bent up a little bit of a wing on each side, that was pretty much the design that these engineers and military guys had passed on to the little tester model company. They made the model. They've had them. They are out. You still can buy them someplace around. But the point is that yesterday from Switzerland came a release, an advance release of photographs of from a company called Swiss Space Systems. And the Swiss company is developing, now they're claiming to be doing it on their own, but this is, of course, being done by financially and covertly by the United States and U.S. secret money. And they had put together about $265 million, and they have built some prototypes of this craft. And it is verbatim, exactly, almost down to the inch, if you scaled it back down, to the model that these guys had put out in the 1950s on this testers, were using the sketches and drawings from engineers and military who had claimed that they had found this, that they were one of the folks that involved with keeping the secret of the Roswell flying saucer crash in 1947. But it is verbatim the same craft that they had put out in the model in 1950. I find it very interesting because there's an awful lot that goes on behind this that I'm not going to get into this evening. But you can find this, by the way, anybody that has a computer, if you go on and look up Swiss Space Systems, Switzerland, and look for images of flying spacecraft being built by the Swiss company, and you will see some fantastic photographs of this thing. And it's interesting. Again, it's absolutely a duplicate of what they said never crashed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things going on that are being kept secret from the American people. And I really believe there is another dimension. I believe that there are entities that come from that other dimension. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program. We live in an exciting time, an exciting world. Wonderful to know the Lord. Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Okay, and it's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. I really enjoy being on the program. I can remember when I was speaking so much out in the public in terms of being on the road, as they say, and I used to do so many speaking engagements. And quite often people would say, gee, Bob, you're kind of like a voice of doom. You always tell us bad news. And that's not the fact. I have kind of realized that my calling has been to try and share knowledge that I was privy to, and I'm still privy to a lot of information that the average news is not going to bring you. My thing is not so, because I used to have people say, do you have any solutions? Well, I don't put myself up as being a guy that can solve the problems of the world. But I do feel it is my obligation, since I was forced into this crazy situation and given a view at the seriousness of corrupted government and how it affects every little person, including myself and and Stan and everyone else that he's associated with, this thievery and secrecy in government and all those things that go on. And you can, I ended up being forced into a situation of actually having an awful lot of time on my hands because of injuries and things. And so I've had, maybe knock on wood, maybe it is the good fortune because of that, that I've had the ability to spend a tremendous amount of time in doing serious investigations that many people have to do just part-time, and it's very difficult to do it that way. And I hope over the last 15 to 20 years now, actually it's more than that, that I have brought information to the general public several times that they'd always turned out to be accurate, knock on wood, as they say. And I just like opening the doors and opening people's eyes so that we don't get caught completely unaware of what's going on. We may not be able to stop it like we want to, but at least we're going to be aware of some of the things that will be exposed in the next year or two, that if we have a little knowledge about them, it's not going to be as bad as having no knowledge at all.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless, and thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy the program with Bob Fletcher. You know, we have fascinating guests, and Bob is a fascinating gentleman who we certainly become very good friends with. His information is accurate. He does a lot of research. He has a lot more time to do that than I do because I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. But I hope you enjoy his programs as much as I do. And I'm really looking forward, of course, to seeing the new DVD he's going to be putting together because it's going to deal with a lot of these almost supernatural things that are going on today. We might not necessarily agree with their origin, but we agree that they're real, they're not imaginary. And then, of course, Bob has done a number of excellent DVDs. You can give us a call. You can go to his website, or you can go to my website and certainly look under Bob Fletcher. And I certainly recommend The Weather as a Weapon. It's an important DVD. Of course, he has the one on the death of the murder of Sonny Bono. He goes into the murder of President Kennedy. He has about 7 DVDs. We recommend them all. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you've not, why, I hope that you'll want to get it and read it and find out what's going on. Of course, you can read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, which gives you the story of the AIDS epidemic, except for the fact that when I wrote the book, I did not honestly believe that this was a man-made virus. I do now. So that we have all the proof of it. Basically, there was a book written by Dr. Gary Glum, who actually wrote the book for a full disclosure, and basically goes into the background of the effort to create a new disease for population control. And that's really what AIDS is all about. The organism is specifically designed to kill blacks, which is why that almost half of the people who've died or are currently infected with AIDS in the United States are black. And you go into Africa, you'll find that 25 to 30% of the population are infected and they're all going to die. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. So our telephone number, if you'd like to get the information on this, you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you can get my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, with a proviso that to really understand that, you need to hear my talk on Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Of course, we have our other talk on AIDS, the Covert Plan, AIDS, the Covert Plan. We've got literally dozens of talks we've given. Plan Population Reduction, None Dare Call It Genocide. And basically, they've killed billions of people, and they intend to kill billions of more. We are not just certainly scoffing at this. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know until it is far too late. Certainly, if you want to understand the move towards world government and how we brought Fidel Castro to power, you need to get my talk on the World Revolution. That's a DVD, and there, of course, you'll see a copy of my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a multi-billionaire, who invited me to his home there in Palm Beach, Florida, before he died, and tells us how, of course, Fidel Castro was installed. He helped to install Fidel Castro. The president knew Fidel was a communist. The State Department knew Fidel was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel was a communist. And we installed him. But nobody's ever going to tell you that, any more than anybody's going to tell you that we put the communists in power in China. Why? Why the finest enemy money could buy. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on today really begins to make sense. The DVD with Ambassador Smith is called The World Revolution. And then, of course, if you want to see my interview with Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, well, that's called The Desperate Deception. We have so many DVDs out there. You hear my interview with General Lew Walt, four-star Marine general. They called a Marine General Speaks. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is March 2013. It is Wednesday. Oh my, the news is pouring in. If you haven't heard, we're about to send, possibly, allegedly, they've even mentioned the number, 70,000 troops. That's right. Welcome to the Power Hour, and sorry, we've got more news like this. It appears that we have taken over another country, and yet are getting ready to send 70,000 troops to more. Can't believe what the United States is doing in our name. Everything we've been talking about, postulating, speculating on, is coming true. That's right. It appears that the red line that the United States arbitrarily set has been crossed. Now, that is allegedly. A big fight over, have chemical weapons been fired